Brahman and Shakti, both are super consciousness. One not in action and another in action.
Correct.
So, every jiva is part of that super consciousness.
Correct.
So, when a conscious being or a sentient being, like human being, realizes that he is just Sat, Chit and Ananda at his conscious level,
yeah,
then he is realizing Brahman.
That is only when he realizes, I am pure existence, pure knowledge, pure consciousness, and pure Ananda. That is called realization.
So just knowing himself.
Knowing myself, oneself. I am Brahman. All the other things are only trying to express that knowledge through human speech. Vacharambhanam. That's all. Actually, do you ask this question in a deep sleep?
No.
Why?
The mind does not.
Correct. So long as mind is there, all these problems come.
Yes.
So the ultimate goal is to become
mindless.
Correct.
Maharaj, next question. We are asked to practice this mindfulness or living in the present.
Yeah.
Is that the Vyavaharika Satyam that you had talked about before?
It is Paramarthika Satyam.
Oh.
Who lives in this present moment? A spiritual aspirant or a worldly person?
Spiritual aspirant.
To live in the present really is to live in reality. Because there is nothing called present moment. It is a misnomer. That was the past and that was the future. That is the future and this is the present. When there is no past or future, when there is no left or right, where is the present moment? It disappears, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
The concept must, all the three must be present to know that this is present, this is not past, this is not future. That idea should be there.
Yes.
So when you remove both past and future,
present,
what remains is the greatest present anybody can give us. Okay. That is the truth. To live in present moment means only a Jivan Mukta can live in the present. That means live in eternity.
Oh.
Do you get it?
Somewhat, Maharaj.
Say, past. Let us say, yesterday. Yesterday I lived in the present. Today also I am living in the present. How do you know it is present?
In relative to past and future.
And when, is that called living in the present?
Not really.
That is called eternity. To live in the present means to live, not to be aware of time. But practically speaking, what it means, the many modern teachers go on telling, so you live in the present. What it means is, reduce your, what is called, memories of the past. Reduce your hopes, expectations and imaginations of your future and just to deal with the present. You will have more energy, you will have more time, you will waste much less time and you will have more intelligence to how to deal with the present, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Your mind becomes more, it gets more time, more energy, more intelligence if you are not thinking about past and future.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that kind of living in the present is the modern way that you said. That belongs to Vyavaharika Satyam.
No. That we should not equate these things. Vyavaharika Satyam is an ignorant person's way of living. Living in the present is a spiritual sadhana. You think over it.
Okay, Maharaj.
Think over it. You have to these ideas, you have to first go on mulling over until you understand them. Any number of times you hear will not remove your understanding. This is the truth. Living in the present means eternity. Means what? Living in the present. When there is past, no past and no future, what is it called? But we are practical people. That is, don't get influenced either what happened in the past, move on, they say, nor have excessive type of fanciful imaginations about the future. One fellow was found deeply drunk. So his friend asked him, "Are you drinking to forget the past?" He said, "No, I am drinking to forget the future." So anyway, so living in the present is the most marvelous spiritual practice. But in practical Vedanta, it means reduce as much as possible the influences of the past and future, and you will have more energy, more time, more intelligence, so you will be able to live more successfully. That is the truth.
Sure.
Yeah.
Thank you, Maharaj. Ram Swamiji Pratirayati Pranam.
Okay.
Maharaji, this is obviously a very, very beautiful section here, and Dvitiya Bhayam Bhavati. So it is almost like even if there is a tiny separation,
correct,
we will actually have the bhayam, isn't it? If there is any bit of separation from
correct.
Jiva and Brahman, isn't it? Yeah. The question which I wanted to check was, almost also Brahman is almost like the description which appears is almost the same as what Bhagavan Krishna gave in the Vishwarupa Darshana, isn't it? Where there is continuation, all that manifest which we are seeing is just really what it appears.
Correct.
In reality, it just is, isn't it?
Bhagavan Krishna is teaching the greatest lesson. We are not going deep into this, that is why our problem comes. What is Vishwarupa Darshana? That is this first point, that everything comes from God. Everybody is God only. That is the first point. Every creature is coming out of Vishwarupa. That is called birth. And everything that comes out is again going back into whom? Same Vishwarupa. That is the second point. Third point is, some people are entering very pleasantly. Some people are entering most horribly. That points out to what type of life we have deserved in this. That is called Karma Siddhanta.
Yes.
If you grasp these three points, then you have grasped the symbolism of Vishwarupa.
Sure. The question which I have is, it seems also that Brahman just, you know, the asat and sat which we actually see manifest and unmanifest, it never is that. It's just the whole nature of Brahman, isn't it? So it was never like it became something and then it became something else. So in other words, Brahman never had all this business of desire to be, you know, manifesting or not manifesting. This is just literally the whole nature of Brahman.
I had already dealt with it in the last portion of this today's talk.
Yeah.
It is from our limited mind's point of view. When we see that unlimited as limited, then the question comes, where from it has come, why did it come, how did it come, when is it going to disappear, etc. Even with regard to Ananda, the same fear comes.
And you mentioned time and time and again as to the Sukham and the Ananda which we can obtain from whatever objects which we are getting is only as a temporary forgetfulness of the time and space.
That is correct.
Yeah. Now, so in other words, there is, in terms of Brahman, the time doesn't, it just doesn't exist. I mean, like, there is no question of thinking of Brahman in terms of time.
That is the correct point.
Okay, okay. Yeah, that's what I want, because that is why we get the joy of, Brahman. And as long as, all this, is there something called spiritual dukkha? You know, that there is something within us which is always pushing us towards realizing our true nature.
Correct.
Or, am I? Yeah?
So, spiritual dukkha means I am getting much more than what I was before, but still there is so much I have to get. The mind will be satisfied only with Ananta.
Okay.
Infinite.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And today you said Satchit Ananda is equal to Satyam Gnanam Anantam.
Correct.
So, those you've equated. Thank you so much, Maharaj. Jai Thakur.
Pranam Maharaj. Okay. I got this doubt after listening to Bama's question.
Yeah.
You told living in the present moment is equal to Jivan Mukta state.
Correct.
So now I got a doubt. The mindfulness, they will say mindfulness, you have to be mindful in Buddhist, this thing and all, that word is so much is there. So what's the difference in the mindfulness, number one? Number two, she asked about Vyavaharika Jagat. So that is my question. Vyavaharika means, see, we will be focusing only in the present work as much as possible. But before this, somebody will come and ask about something. Then our thought will go to the memories and we have to answer. And like that, this memories we cannot prevent. It will be keep on coming. So, but only thing is, what I understand is, you should not hold on to that. You just don't get attached to that, trying to do like that. So, in mindfulness or in this, please explain about this, Maharaj.
Okay. Your first point is, what is mindfulness? Not thinking about the past, not thinking about the future. Isn't it?
Yes.
That is what we were discussing. Live in the present. Mindfulness means what? Live in the present.
Yeah, whatever we are focusing at this moment, we try to focus as much as possible only to this work on hand or the person, or if nothing is there, to go back to Japan or something like that. That's what I understand.
Correct.
I mean, that much only I am trying to do.
That much if you do, future also, even the other memories become slowly, they become faded. If you practice.
Yeah.
And what is the fading? Memory is not the problem. Problem is their influence upon our emotions.
Okay.
If you remember, if you are listening to a person's talk, you are talking with somebody, he brings up his memories and he says, not very intimate friend. The moment you separate, those memories almost are forgotten by you, isn't it?
Yes.
Our problem is, our past memories, they kick us again and again. So it is not the problem of the memories. Problem is their effect upon us. And that we go on watching. So that was at that time. Why am I remembering and getting affected by them now? Future has not come. Why am I getting worried about what has not happened? Whatever is going to happen, it is going to happen. How many things are under your control, my control? So many things are happening. You go on fuming that somebody should be killed, somebody should be tortured and made non-existent after reading newspapers. Is it not?
Yes.
Nothing wrong with reading newspapers. Just to get the news, oh, this has happened. Oh, that has happened. But don't become attached. Means what? Emotionally disturbed. Then you are okay.
But at the same time, Maharaj, as a responsible citizen or person, if anything I can do for that, without emotion, I have to do. Correct?
That is your dharma. You have to do it. Knowing fully well, what happens is in God's hands, That is called karma yoga. Karma yoga means I do what I can, but the rest depends upon God. So,
the memories, Maharaj, memories are of course faded, won't get attached to that stage by Thakur's grace. It's compared to the previous days, is much better. In spite of that, I cannot prevent some.
You are asking the same question again. You are repeating the same question. Let a thousand memories come. That is not the problem. Problem is their effect upon our mind, present mind. So, if they do not exert any influence upon our mind, you will notice that they will disappear. Only those memories which affect us come to us and torment us. The moment they have no particular effect upon our mind, they quietly disappear. How many memories in your past life? Billions of memories. Do they come to you now?
No.
Only those memories which are either painful or joyful, only they come to you. That feeling of pain or joy is what I am talking about, effect. So if you can detach yourself from those by thinking past is past, I should not dwell upon it. Future is not yet come. Let me not worry about it. Let me do what best I can do, what I am doing right now. That is called spiritual practice.